Wilaya 7 by John Kirkmorris. Starring Michael Jaston as Legere, Caroline Bakerston as Nadia, Patrick Troughton as Colonel Fair, with John Bott, Jane Wenham, and David Dacre.
Nous vivons des jours assez tendus et la route est assez difficile.
That is how the general began a broadcast which can have disappointed only those sensation mongers who have been so busy of late in predicting the announcement of an early, immediate ceasefire in Algeria.
Algeria, February 1962. The war for the independence of the Muslim population approaches its confused end. During the morning of the 20th, a caravel of the presidential flight lands at the fortified airfield of Benou Retif in the South Central Military District. Two passengers, a man and a woman, are driven to the office of the commanding general.
Be seated, please.
Madame.
I had your teleprinter message last evening, but I didn't expect you quite so soon.
We don't intend to advertise our presence here, General.
You and I have met, I believe. War school, the symposium on counterinsurgency.
That's quite possible.
General Brigade Colonel
Fair. May I present Madame Destouches?
Madame?
General.
Now a few refreshments.
No, thank you. The Air Force is almost too hospitable.
Then may we move on to the purpose of your visit, Colonel.
Before I speak of that, I must insist that the matter we are about to discuss will be treated with the utmost secrecy.
Yes?
I have been entrusted with a mission of a most delicate political nature. Madame has a central role in that mission.
Is this army business?
Not directly. I must risk boring you with an account of recent events.
Not at all.
It's no secret that France has been negotiating with the Muslim leadership to end the war, and that those talks broke down last year.
Go on.
The talks have reopened.
Ah.
And have already reached an impasse. We're very close to agreement. The ceasefire could be a few days away. But the FLN have decided to test our patience a little longer.
Is that true, Colonel?
Well, Madame, we can interpret their motives in our different ways. The FLN discovers that it is insufficiently represented. They require an important delegate to join the negotiations.
Pardon me, I don't follow. How does all this concern me?
The individual required by the FLN is to be found within your command.
Si Hamou Hossein.
Who?
His operational name is Moghrebi.
My God.
You're surprised, General.
Considerably. We think of him as a very small fish. Not much better than a bandit.
A mere bandit wouldn't excite so much interest. To be crude, without Monsieur Moghrebi, there will be no peace.
And he must be present when the talks resume in 6 days.
Can you arrange a meeting, General?
It's impossible.
But you have links with the rebels?
Not one. The last intelligence report on Moghrebi must be several months old. We can't even be sure he's here.
The Muslims say he is.
But the rebel area is in an interdiction zone. Nothing can move in or move out.
And how are the rebels supplied?
Colonel, I could send a platoon into Moghrebi's stronghold, but I would need a brigade of infantry to bring it up.
Can you broadcast to them by wireless?
Well, they'd suspect a trap, madame. We could parachute a man into the Jebel and set up a radio link. But one needs time to prepare for an operation of that kind. May I show you something? Will you come to the window, please? You observe that massif with the mountain jutting from it?
Yes.
That's 200 square kilometers of barren wilderness. The mountain is Jebel Askar. That's Mugrabi's little kingdom, madame. He's held it against everything we could send against him. Artillery, infantry, airstrikes. He still holds it because it simply isn't worth our while to deny it to him.
That's the classical alibi for military failure, madame.
It's plain logic. His numbers must be cut to the bone. He's certainly starving. He may even be dead.
So, you think we've wasted our journey?
Well, you must try, I suppose.
How can we discuss the means?
Send a small party into the Jebel under a truce flag.
When?
As soon as you wish. Tomorrow morning. And pray to God you don't run into an ambush.
Arrange it.
Very well. I know of one officer who's foolhardy enough to give it a try. Excuse me. Duclair, can you find Legere of Second Assault and tell him to report to me? Thank you. Is this your first visit to Algeria, madame?
Yes.
Then you're fortunate. Retief isn't typical. The cities are in turmoil. In this backwater, there are no mutilations, no explosions, none of those messy imbroglios.
You're all simple soldiers.
You put it well.
It's the tone of all army communiques.
You read them, madame?
I have to. I'm a journalist general.
I never read newspapers.
They obscure the military mind, I suppose.
No, madame, they make me homesick. Now, if you'll excuse me, I must call my wife to tell her to expect extra guests for luncheon. Café léger? Billet doux for you.
Shut the door.
It stinks in here.
Close it anyway.
Been smoking again, haven't you? And no need to reply. Your eyes are like pinheads. Room stinks like a go-down. I'm ashamed for you, Captain.
In the name of God, Pico, I'm trying to sleep.
Can't. You're wanted. Read the note.
Tell me what it says.
Get here on the run, signed Jojo.
What a stupid joke.
And there you are, headquarters office. Now get out of there.
Pico, I'm warning you.
Call of duty, Captain.
Captain Legere of the 2nd Assault Company to report to garrison commander immediately. Thank you.
Did the captain mention tennis?
Well,
you'll need a fresh uniform. Where's your orderly?
I sacked him.
What for?
Insubordination. It's all right. I'm getting up. Switch that off as well, will you?
What time did you get in?
4.
Any trouble?
One breakdown. Then some nervous idiot fired at his own shadow by mistake, and we spent 2 hours sniping bogeys in the dark.
Towel.
What?
You're sitting on it.
Oh.
Can I clean the captain's shoes?
If you can find them.
We old Tonkinois have to stick together. Even if one of them is a commissioned bum kisser and turns his back on his old pals.
What are you griping at?
Nothing, Captain, nothing at all. Only some of us in the sergeant's mess think a certain officer must have got himself transferred away. On account of we see him so rarely.
I've been busy.
Oh, Vivi has hit a piece of the smoothest.
Attend to your own business, Sergeant.
Oh, beg your pardon. It must be difficult being an officer. Not being able to scratch yourself when you want to.
That's what NCOs are for, Albert.
When you're a general, will you still speak to me?
I might. To give you an order.
Oh.
What is that racket?
Have a look. Ah, it's that bloody imbecile Kaya with the quarter guard. Look at him. He went always. He had no sense of rhythm. Good God, there's a trooper there with 3 legs. No, the third is his rifle. Oh, oops, over he goes. Kaya's ripping off a few swear words, a silly twat. You ought to be apologizing to him.
I thought Kaya was a pal of yours.
What? That snake? Pitched my girl from me at Aleppo in 41. I still haven't forgiven him, and I won't.
Why does the general want me?
He didn't say. He probably wants to reprimand you for being so proud.
Anything else?
A plane from Paris flew in about 40 minutes ago.
Shuttle?
No. Big silver bird.
Caravelle. The two civvies got out, a man and a woman.
Did you see them?
Sure. I've seen the man before. Big political brass. The woman's a skinny chick in about 40. Plane still on the strip.
What color tie was the man wearing?
Blue with a thin red stripe.
And socks?
I don't know.
Why not?
They were in his pocket.
What happened then?
The general's limousine whisked them off towards headquarters, and half an hour later comes the message sent for Leger.
Coincidence?
We'll go and find out. Hey, what's that?
This, a toothbrush.
Really? What's it for, Captain?
It would take too long to explain.
This army's rotten from the ground up. Toothbrushes. Under vests. Soap. I've swilled my mouth out every morning for 25 years with Vin Rouge. And you won't see a finer set of grinders than mine.
Or a fatter head.
Isn't it so, though, Leger? You can't tell me this ragbag of conscripts behave like men. As soon as you put the screw on, they whine to their daddies in Parliament. It's a kindergarten. And we're their nannies. No wonder we lost this war.
Is that what we've done?
Well, sure. Well, you know the signs, Leger. Friendly Algerian gentlemen are quietly packing suitcases and booking places on the boat for Marseille. We've been watching scenes like it for 10 years. This war's been run down.
Never fear, there'll be another.
Well, I won't see it. I'm 4 years away from a pension. I put this suit on in the depot at Rouen in 1932. Don't ask me what I did with those years, I couldn't tell you. Do I bore the captain?
No.
Well, I bore myself.
Walk over with me.
No.
I have an idea, Albert.
What's that?
Next month, you and I will go hunting.
Where?
Meknes.
Morocco? Ah, too many knives.
Overland to the Oasis. It'll be getting hot then.
Living off the land?
If you like.
I'll think about it.
Smile, Sergeant.
Oh, if only I could. Watch your flank.
Stop there, please. Name and business.
Leger, second assault, to see Commandant Ducroix.
You ought to go straight into the General, Captain Leger. It's the third door to the left.
I know which door it is, thank you.
Enter. Ah, Leger, come in. Did I take you from something important, Captain?
Yes, General.
Ah?
I was sleeping.
Forgive me for dragging you from such a pleasurable pastime. This gentleman is Colonel Fair from the War Ministry.
Captain?
He wishes to put some technical questions to you.
I'll help if I can.
You are familiar with the Jebel Askar?
I've been chased off it a few times.
Is it possible to make a speedy contact with the Muslim rebels?
By radio, do you mean?
No. By more direct methods.
We have no intelligence penetration, Colonel.
So I'm informed.
A courier could be dropped by parachute.
This lady is our courier.
No. Madame has experience of falling out of aeroplanes?
Not even in jest, Captain.
We are considering entry into the Jebel by road.
You can't. It's mined.
A radio link isn't feasible due to the shortage of time. Parachuting for reasons of danger. And now you tell us even access by road is denied us.
By road, yes. There may be another unorthodox means of entry. If I can use that wall map.
Carry on.
It's my opinion, unofficial, that the rebels receive supply and reinforcement through a network of wadis, the dried riverbeds, in this northeastern corner of the massif.
Leger is a great romantic, Colonel.
Pardon me, I believe it's logical. This is an area too broken for regular patrols, but it's an obvious access point for Muslim insurgents entering from the far south.
It's not proved, Leger.
No, but if there's a better place, that hasn't been proved either.
Tell us your thoughts, Leger.
A small party in one or two vehicles could enter through the wire here. At about 1,000 meters, you reach what's left of the metalled roads, and from there you can travel over the Jebel in any direction. Of course, you'd be under observation the whole time, and you'd risk ambush at any moment.
We want to confer with Maghrebi. Can you find him for us?
You wish me to be candid?
Please.
I think he'd find you first, and he'd be shooting.
I see. Madame, would you be prepared to risk your life?
Is it such a brutal choice?
with a skilled and resourceful officer for escort.
I really haven't considered this.
Frankly, madame, the Jebel is no place for a French woman.
Do you think I lack the courage?
No, but I think an alternative should be tried first. If you require a volunteer for parachuting, Colonel...
It would take a day to equip you, another day to drop and to make contact. How long would it be before you got a message back to us? A week later?
Perhaps.
We have 6 days only in which to produce this man in Switzerland.
I see. I think you have to try the backdoor scheme, Colonel.
Would you escort, madame?
Is my company so disturbing, Captain?
It's my idea. I ought to see it through.
If you've quite finished, madame, gentlemen.
Superb cooking.
Yes, darling. You've excelled yourself.
The coffee will be served in the library.
Very well, madame.
You may clear now, Fatma.
What was your class? 29?
Earlier, 26.
Really? Well, you must have met my brother, Bertrand, the gunner.
Madame, won't you join us? Would you excuse me? I'm so fatigued. The late hours, the journey.
Of course, you must be exhausted. I've prepared a room for you, if you'd follow me.
Will your husband think me discourteous?
I'm sure he won't. In any case, I rule here. You must rest, my dear. Please come with me. Here we are, madame. Your bathroom is through the door. The shutters have to be closed, I'm afraid, but if you want more light, you can move the louvres with this handle, you see?
Yes, thank you.
Would you object if I stayed with you for a few moments?
Not at all.
My husband forbids me to discuss political matters. He thinks women should be excluded from public affairs.
You don't agree?
I have a natural curiosity. And my ears.
And what have they discovered for you, madame?
That you were at the Elysee. As recently as yesterday.
I can't deny it.
You saw him?
De Gaulle, yes. Briefly.
Oh, how exciting. I do so admire him. When I consider his wonderful example, his adherence to the true spirit of our people. Well, I feel grateful that God should have sent us such a man.
I'm sure he would echo your sentiments.
Oh, madame, you tease me.
No. I've been a socialist since childhood. Heroes on white horses fill me with dismay and some shame.
Are you not convinced of his sincerity?
Absolutely. That's why I fear him.
I see you are resolute, madame.
And you are very kind.
No.
But we won't convert each other. I doubt if you have much experience of women of my kind. For one thing, I work for a living. I edit deodorized pap for suburban housewives by day. My evenings are given up to political work. I would like to topple that proud old man from his white charger.
I see. Have you no husband, madame?
I'm divorced. Another mark against my name. Oh, yes. I forgot to mention that I'm an agnostic, too.
I think I should leave you to rest, madame.
To await a visitation from the Holy Ghost?
To refresh yourself, madame. If you require anything, you can ring the bell at your bedside. The servants have been well trained.
I notice you summon your maid with your hands.
Yes, it's the custom of North Africa.
Does the girl object?
Object? Why should she?
Well, it's an interesting question, madame. I wonder that you haven't thought it worth the asking.
The army wife belongs to a special sisterhood. As our husbands do, we learn to obey.
Yes. All things considered, I believe I prefer freedom.
Madame des Touches, service is freedom. Sleep well.
So the blown rose hides a thorn. Stupid woman.
An almanac for you, fair?
No, no.
My private stock?
Excuse me. Liqueurs don't agree with my dipper.
Really? I like to think I'm master of my digestive tract and not its servant.
500,000 Frenchmen die every year nourishing that illusion.
The Des Touches.
He's something of a stick, isn't he? She's lavished her femininity on causes.
Better to have spent it in bed, eh?
A little of that, too, I understand.
Yeah. Was Mulgravy one of her playfellows?
Oh, no. Something far more potent. They were students together. You know, don't you, that Mulgravy is a graduate of the Sorbonne?
Yes, but he doesn't kill like one.
Graduated from the philosophy schools with honours.
A credit to our culture, my dear fair. Your health.
I forgot to mention.
What?
I brought a pair of technicians with me from Paris.
Bodyguard?
No, two signals specialists. They'll be housed in the aeroplane, but I'd like them to have the freedom of the camp.
Well, by all means. Ah, my wife.
Ah. No, gentlemen, please don't rise. Would you like some coffee?
Oh, no, thank you, madam.
You're flushed, Cecile. Is there anything amiss?
Oh, not really. Our guest has been inspecting me for flaws.
She's wasting her time. There aren't any.
It was my own fault.
I'll speak with you as soon as I've finished here.
Yes. You will excuse me, Colonel.
Madam.
Tell me, fair. Do you think all your manoeuvring will accomplish anything?
Oh, yes.
Whichever way I look, I see utter failure.
I can't agree.
We've won this war, but the victory goes to the other side, if that's accomplished.
You admitted the war can't be won.
So, we prepare for another withdrawal. I've seen too much of it, my dear fair. Syria, Tunis, now Algeria. Where does the retirement stop? The Gare Saint-Lazare?
You speak like an ultra.
I can sympathize with their feelings.
With the emotions of psychopaths and bistro owners,
they are our countrymen, fair. A million expatriates who have given their sweat and blood to a country which no longer wants them.
And they'll be reintegrated with the homeland. Be philosophical, Joseph. The age of imperial adventures has passed us by. Soon we'll be free to direct our energies elsewhere.
Into what? Flying to the moon?
Into being ourselves. May I drop a word of advice into your ear?
That depends on what form it takes.
The regime cannot bear too much overt criticism.
But it's heard none from me.
We know that, and we appreciate your discretion.
Well, discretion be damned, fair. I've never meddled. That pot stinks. And I wasn't a premature goalist either, so you mustn't expect any shouts of loyalty to King Charles.
You have a son.
I have two.
I'm referring to the brevet colonel in the Air Ministry. I have your attention, don't I?
Say it, man.
Last month, Army Intelligence seized documents from a suspected house at Fontainebleau. Among them was a list of secret Army activists. You may believe me, the authorities were astonished to find, among the names, that of a staff colonel with a father who was currently holding a high military command in Algeria.
Am I, to use an honored phrase, to be unstuck?
Why? Have you encouraged him?
Certainly not. But his wife's from a colonial family. He's a passionate man.
His passion would be better directed into his work. Speak to him, General.
All this is by the way.
It's quite unofficial.
Ah, I suppose I should be grateful.
What you should be, my dear General, is warned. Now, I have to leave you. We meet at your office at 4.
Very good.
Oh, Colonel, you're leaving.
I must. Thank you so much for an exquisite lunch. We'll meet later, I hope.
Of course. Goodbye for the moment. Still sitting, Joe?
Yes, come and join me.
The Colonel has such a distinguished manner.
Yes, he has. For a bureaucratic son of a bitch.
What is it, Joe?
Alain has been making an idiot of himself.
How?
Fair tells me he's a member of the OAS.
Oh, my God.
Fool! He had a brilliant career.
Is he arrested?
Not yet. If he persists, he'll be marched straight into a fortress.
Poor Amelie.
Poor Cecile, too, and poor Joe. I'm under suspicion, too.
Colonel Fair came here to tell you all this.
Oh, this is for his private amusement.
What will you do?
Do? I'll do the only thing I can do in difficult circumstances. I'll have another Armagnac. Join me.
You occupied, Albert?
No, Captain. This eating is an occupation. Smoked pork. You want some?
No.
Quite right. Too many spices. Drop a peanut?
Not now, thanks. It's business.
Yeah.
There's an ambulance jeep parked outside.
Yeah?
I want a full service done on it.
Right.
And I want this list of stores filled up.
Yeah, may I see it? Oh, yeah, all right. 6 o'clock, do you?
5 would be better.
Oh, 5:30, Captain. My absolute best.
Very well.
Excuse me. Rossi! In here at the run! Did you meet those personages, Captain?
Which personages?
Ah, so you did. Little jaunt into the bled, is it?
Is it?
Oh, well, I need that name of God. It's me, Pico.
It's confidential.
I've got it. Parliamentary delegation.
If you like.
You wanted me, Sergeant?
What? I hate the very sight of you. This officer wants a top-rate service done on a white jeep he's parked on the apron. If you give him anything less than a 4-star job, I'll wear your ears for watch fobs. You got it?
Yes, Sergeant.
Right. Now, this is Captain Leger. He's a big mate, but he's particular. Check the brakes, oil, water, transmission, and clean out the ashtrays. You got vermin, soldier?
No, Sergeant.
Eczema? Piles? Viruses, dance, pox?
Which one first, Sergeant?
Oh. Oh, he's a humorist, too. Who thinks he's a mechanic? One of these niçois, Captain. All he wants to do is chase tarts and play with his bellow. Isn't that right, Rossi?
I've had no dinner, Sergeant.
Why not, soldier?
My relief hasn't come back.
Good God, lad. Soldier must look after his belly. I mean, the soldier who can't forage is as much use as tits on a bull.
If you say so, Sergeant.
You'll catch it on, Rossi. Rather late in the day. I'm sure the captain will allow you 20 minutes to fill in your face.
Yes, go and eat, Rossi. The jeep can wait.
Thank you, Captain.
You lean on them too hard.
Conscripts. Manure. They've no spine. Imagine putting one of those against a Viet Minh foot soldier weighed down with ordnance and revolutionary zeal. That one's got 9 days to go before demobilization. I'll make sure he sweats for every minute of it.
I think you're wrong.
Well, the captain's entitled to his view, such as it's worth.
I need a car from the pool.
Keys on the nail.
Thanks.
It's in the rear bay. What shall I put in the book?
Welfare visit, Hassa.
Ooh. That's the second time this week. What you got up there?
Friends.
Orphanage, is it? Hanging around the charity sisters for a toehold in heaven? Or do they let you serve communion?
Shut your mouth.
Hey, now, that's something I do understand. Even respect.
Albert, I've discovered a truth about you.
I'll whisper it.
You're a big, fat pussycat.
What? Never. I'm an old tomcat. Terrible. Ask anybody.
Albert the cat.
So will the captain do me the honor of breaking his neck? Hey. The armory wants to take us on at football. I'll put down your name for our team.
When?
Sunday.
I'll have to let you know.
Right. Oh, we'll smash them, Leger. I fancy whacking their center forward, a big blonde kid from the professional league. And a conscript. I'll rend him in pieces. I'll tear his filthy head from his shoulders. I feel better already.
Good day, Philippe. I didn't expect you.
I had an hour free. Do you mind?
No, but I can't stay long.
Here, those materials you wanted.
Oh, thank you. Did you bring pencils?
On the top. One box only.
Oh, never mind. They're very welcome. Isn't it strange, the ministry being so miserly with pencils?
How are you?
I'm well, despite everything.
Why don't you move back into the perimeter for a while?
No. The children have suffered enough disturbance.
The army can't give you full protection here, Françoise.
Well, do we need it? Is there anybody who really means us harm? I think not. Oh, what's this?
My personal contribution.
Oh, Dragé, what will become of their beautiful teeth?
I can take them away if you want.
No. But this must be the last time, you promise?
Absolutely not.
I'm sure they'd thank you for all your gifts. Would you like to speak to the class?
Oh, no.
Shy, Captain?
Unprepared. You see, I know only two speeches by heart. One concerns hygiene in the field, and the other is even worse.
Then we'll absolve you.
Yes, please. But I'll call you first thing when I get back.
You have to go away again?
For a few days.
Is it dangerous?
Not at all.
Oh, you're such an accomplished liar, Philippe. I don't know when to believe you. And when you smile like that, it makes my suspicions worse.
Did you hear from home, Françoise?
You swore you wouldn't ask me again.
That fellow you're engaged to must be out of his mind.
He offers me a life of shared interests, Philippe. It seemed natural for me to marry another teacher.
Seems or seemed?
This isn't the time or place for a conversation of this kind.
But we're having it.
Oh, you're a strange man, Philippe. In some ways so determined, in others quite irresolute. What do you want?
You.
But on what terms would we have a life together? Could we have a shared existence at all?
Let's climb that hill when we come to it. There's something more important to be decided beforehand. I need to know what your feelings are for me.
I'm too confused to answer. There, my deliverance.
And my enemy.
I must go.
If you need help of any kind, telephone Commandant Ducroix.
Yes, I will.
When I get back, we'll have a picnic.
Oh, may we?
Of course. Just for ourselves. And 30 of the kids.
That would be a splendid holiday, Philippe.
I...
Yes?
No, I'm detaining you.
Take care, Philippe.
Au revoir.
Au revoir.
You, where's your sergeant?
What?
Come on, get out from there. I want to speak to you.
All right. Yeah?
Your sergeant, where is he?
Main stores.
All right. Where's Captain Leger's jeep?
Right, it's over there.
Got the keys?
Who are you?
Never mind.
Well, I can't hand over those keys to a civilian.
Wait. There, that's my authority.
Oh, it's all right then.
Read it. You've got a good security sense, soldier. I like that.
The keys are in the ignition.
Very well, I'm taking the jeep for an hour. I have to check it, personally. I'm at the aircraft servicing bay. All right, soldier, carry on.
So, I enter the Jebel at the map coordinate given. When we strike the metalled road, I drive slowly past this string of abandoned hamlets. Elowed, Torga, Dafia. If contact hasn't been made by tomorrow night, we bivouac at the old cooperative store at El Efrem.
Good.
I'm sorry I can't give you any support, Roger. If you get into difficulties, you'll have to use your wits to disengage.
Naturally, you won't be permitted weapons.
Not even a pistol for self-defense.
I regret not. And no radio equipment.
We'll be permitted clothes, I hope.
These are serious matters, Captain.
Will Mograby be coming back with us?
Well, that's for him to decide. The documents Madame carries to Mograby will offer him a choice of means.
He's going to be suspicious of everything we do, Colonel.
Madame will disarm him.
Well, I won't see you before you leave, Roger, so I wish you success now.
Thank you.
I'd be obliged if you'd escort Madame to my house.
My pleasure. We'll meet in the morning, Roger. Colonel, after you, Madame.
Thank you very much.
Then what do you think, Fair?
He seems capable enough.
You know, it's a hazardous business, and I don't like it.
The rewards could be enormous.
So could the outcry if anything happens to that woman. If a French woman dies on the Jebel, I couldn't prevent my troops taking revenge on the Muslim population.
And don't tell them, General.
Do you enjoy your work, Ferrari?
Yes. You didn't expect such a frank answer.
Power with no obligations.
Every man has his master.
Was there anything else, Colonel?
Oh, yes. I'd like to see the air components you have available here at Retief.
Do you mind bringing me here?
Not at all.
Oh, I must have a cigarette. Oh, I smoke far too much.
Will you have something to drink?
No, thank you. I shall just set fire to one of my vegetable trains. I don't wish to be unkind, but this is a hideous decor. Do you need bars over the windows?
The insurgents put a mortar shell through them. On the very spot where you're sitting, two engineer officers. Need I go on?
Your ghosts don't frighten me. A child was killed outside my apartment with a grenade in a flower pot. I've seen the bodies of Muslim workers after they've been fished out of the Seine. I can match all your stories. I think you ought to know that I disapprove of you profoundly.
Of me personally or the army?
You treat Algeria like a private zoo. I doubt if you know or care about anything that happens in the outside world.
Oh, we care in our simple fashion. Some of us even read newspapers.
The Figaro, I suppose.
Of course. Their cookery tips are really rather good.
Don't smirk, Captain. It's not a pleasant habit.
See that group over there, madame? You see the fellow with the eye patch?
What about him?
That's Ortega. He's a Marxist. The man next to him, Pero, he distributes radical literature.
The third one is Ho Chi Minh, I suppose.
No, he's the most dangerous one of the lot. He thinks the world is flat.
You mystify me a little.
Why?
A person with your background tolerating unorthodox opinions.
Which background is that, madame?
The regular army, Saint-Cyr, the war school. There's that smirk again.
But you're so wrong.
I doubt it. I can smell out anybody's social placing at a glance.
This time your nose deceived you.
No Saint-Cyr?
No Saint-Cyr. No Stark College. I'm from Bilancourt.
The slums?
I joined the army at 17, straight from a reform school. I served 12 years in the ranks. They gave me these bars in Annam. I'm a battlefield graduate.
How did you land in reform school?
I was a thief.
This is some elaborate joke. Isn't it? No? Then I suppose I must put you down as a class traitor.
You can if you wish. You're the maker of categories. Now, if you don't mind, I'll take you to the General's house.
I've offended you.
A little. But worse than that, you offend your intelligence. Oh.
I'm well and truly chastised, aren't I?
Let's go.
I'll go six. Fred?
Too hot for me.
I'm in. How many cards, Jack?
These will do.
I'll take one. Six bet and six more.
Bluffing swine.
Am I?
Let's see. 20 francs. Lost your voice, Rossi. Not surprised, sitting on a silly little pair.
Hey, no vulgarity, monsieur, eh?
20. I'll give you a note for 20 more.
No credit allowed. Show?
Show. Well, you first.
Why not? Eight. Four of them. Sorry, old friend.
Tough luck, Rossi. What you got?
Run.
Oh, never mind. Happens to us all.
All in the same suit, you bastard. Nine to King.
What's the matter, Jack? Had a stroke, have you?
Watch out. Big up. Oh, Jesus.
Here, Sergeant.
An old toy.
What was that?
Nothing. I'm waiting for stand down.
Then you'll have a long wait. Where's the captain's jeep?
A civilian took it.
What?
A security serviceman.
No, when's it coming back?
Well, he said he'd be gone an hour. There's more than that now.
Then you'd better go and find him. I've got a pile of stores for you to transfer. As you were, Rossi. What's that money on the bench?
It's mine. I was counting it.
And this? On the floor? Your calling card, I presume? The two of clubs? Who were the other players?
Nobody. I was playing solitaire.
Do I look like a mug, Rossi?
No, Sergeant.
Then don't treat me like one. I'm charging you, Rossi. Gambling on duty gets you a court-martial.
Well, I've finished my work.
Not until I say. This isn't a Renner Works. You're on duty until you're dismissed.
Thanks.
And don't pull a long face, either.
My face apologizes.
All right. You want it tough. You've got it. Your flight to Algiers leaves on the 2nd of March. The one after doesn't go until the beginning of April. You have just extended your service by a month.
You're victimizing me.
Prove it.
Just because I'm a conscript.
Wrong. I chase you, Rossi, because you still think like a civilian. And you may not appreciate this, but you're in the middle of a war.
Where?
Oh. The convoy patrol lost a man last week. That could have been your name on the roster. You're soft, Rossi. And why should the army have the expense of shipping bits of you back to your mother?
My mother's dead. And the army can screw itself.
Maybe. But for the next 4 weeks, it's going to be screwing you. Now go and find the captain's jeep. And go on foot. Get out! Bloodland, over here!
Swine.
Captain?
Yes?
Please slow down.
I'm sorry.
I'll have to rest. It's like a township, isn't it, all this activity? What are those lights?
Signal beacons.
They're like eyes in a giant's head. Or is that too fanciful for a soldier?
No. But everybody knows giants have only one eye.
Could be two giants standing nose to nose.
No, it's just one giant. He's looking in a mirror.
I'm in a highly nervous state, Leger. I feel flayed. With no protective skin at all. We shouldn't quarrel.
Morale suffers, doesn't
well,
it?
You must know I'm terrified.
That's reasonable.
When I'm frightened... Well, I can find my own way from here. When will you call?
4. We ought to be gone by 5. Do you have a warm coat?
No.
I'll bring one for you.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night, Captain.
Petrol, oil, distilled water... drinking water in the striped cans.
Right. Tire pressures?
Low in the front as you wanted. And the spares inflated.
Is the engine as you'd like it?
Well, it won't pass a Grand Prix test. That one cylinder's kicking a bit. Sticky valve. I've put in fresh plugs. It's the best Jeep on the base.
I'll take your word for that. You're working late.
Yeah.
You like your work, don't you?
Sure. Machines are easier to understand than people.
Any people in particular?
No, Captain.
All right. You're a first-rate workman, Rossi. Do you have a job waiting for you when you leave the army?
I don't know.
I can ask Sergeant Pico to write you a commendation. Does that amuse you?
Sergeant Pico would cut off a leg first. I've got to toughen up, you see.
So that's how it is.
Yes, Captain.
We'd better get the hood raised.
I can do that.
Yes, but we'll raise it together.
Whatever the Captain says.
Joe?
Hmm?
Won't you come to dinner?
One moment, darling.
What are those books?
Ciphers. I'm preparing a message for Alain.
Ah.
Well, there's a corporal from the cable section waiting outside. Could you take him into the kitchen and give him a drink? I'm liable to be some time composing this.
Of course. D'Arcelles and La Détouche at table.
I've had to inflict some strange individuals on you over the years, haven't I? She's got a sharp tongue, that one, but in her dogmatic way, she's a brave woman. Mm. No, I can't tell you why.
Joseph?
Hmm?
Whatever you decide for me too.
That's an enormous comfort.
But do try to appear before the fish.
I shall, my dear.
Has the schoolhouse, Mademoiselle Tissot?
Good evening. It's me again.
Hello, Philippe.
Did I disturb you?
I was reading. I have to keep ahead of my flock.
I wanted to wish you good night.
Well, that was kind of you. Where are you?
In quarters. There's a full moon shining through the window. Should I make a wish?
It's a superstition new to me.
I'll wish anyway.
Can you clear the line, please?
No.
Military traffic only on this line.
What's your name? I mustn't prolong this, Françoise.
Thank you for calling. I appreciate it.
Remember me from time to time. Françoise.
Call me when you get back, Philippe.
I love you.
Good evening, Captain.
Hello. You lost?
Oh, I didn't reckon the mess tonight. You mind?
I'll be packing.
Oh, then I'll watch.
Are you drunk?
About 20%.
Weight or volume?
Both. You making an early start?
Yes.
Oh, I'll call you.
It's arranged, Albert.
The state security man, a civvy, took your vehicle away this afternoon.
Why?
God knows. Maybe he was looking for opium. Maybe interference. Those bastards hate to be left out of anything. It's big, then.
Albert, it's secret.
No, I know, I know. Private.
That soldier, Rossi, he's a good mechanic.
He's a floor swab.
And conscientious. Give him a commendation.
No.
He doesn't tell tales, either.
Then what does that mean?
You've been chasing him, haven't you?
Well, this silly bugger was playing cards on duty. And he gave me mouth.
You like cross-talk.
Not from 20-year-olds. Oh, my God, Philippe, I'm not a midwife. I'm Pico. I digest iron and spit filings. Hey. Remember Namdin, eh? When that crazy gum went for us with a bayonet and his pal cracked you with a chair? Ah, Rossi and his like would have wet themselves and run for the door.
Didn't we?
Yeah. We cleared the room. Those filthy legionnaires sat by and gloated. Typical. All muscle and nowhere to go. And when there was nobody left to fight, we started to swing at each other. You've changed.
I'm older. And so are you, Albert.
Oh, don't tell me. I sometimes think I'm getting to the end of my rope.
No, just at the bottom of the bottle.
Yeah, a couple of nights ago, I was at Madame Jerry's. Just taking in the sights. Having a mouthful of her rotten beer, you know. Sitting there in quiet enjoyment. Then one of the girls came up. She had a European dress on, but her eyes were done Berber style. And she was wearing her money on her forehead. About 15 years old. She put the question to me. Philippe, I was old enough to be her grandpa. So I sat her down and gave her a gazooza, a cherry one, and she sucked it up in a straw, ever so content. I'm in a quiet Sunday drink with my grandchild.
You want a drink?
No, thanks. I'm off to bed.
Do me a favor.
Ask.
I've got a girl.
Poor cow.
A good one, you moron. She works in the Harky School at Hassa.
I've known that for weeks.
If I make an idiot of myself, go and see her. There's an army will form in that envelope.
Do I get anything?
Certainly not.
I won't do it.
She gets my medals.
A morbid pig.
Well, nothing can happen to you. You still got Choi, haven't you?
Sure.
Well, Choi will see you through. Wills, medals, girls. Oh, I'm ashamed for you.
All right, Sergeant, do the impossible.
Well, the very rude impossible.
That's the one. And give young Rossi a break.
It's my section, Philippe.
And I've got the rank.
Yeah, and see where he gets you.
The sergeant is dismissed before he forgets himself and falls over.
The sergeant takes his dismissal with bad grace.
Good night, Albert.
Good night. Watch your flank. And remember the words of Choi. Thou shalt have no other gods but me.
Yeah.
Last request of me, madame?
I would like a pair of gloves.
Mind you?
Thank you. I'll look after them.
This light ought to be good enough for you to start, Major.
I'd prefer to wait till you've gone, Colonel.
Very well. We went today. Here, madame, the wallet of documents.
Thank you.
It isn't sealed. Now, all that remains is to wish you luck. The decision to go on or to turn back is yours, Leger. Press forward if you can.
Yes, Colonel.
Your hand, Leger.
Colonel?
Madame? You can have the utmost confidence in the captain. Au revoir. Go.
And what about them?
We leave first.
And envy them. What rotten terrain.
The captain's a notable cross-country performer. Now, if you don't mind, Vera, I'd like to take a nap.
When do we start to operate the receiver?
As soon as we reach Retief. Please don't ask irritating questions. And do try to aim this thing as gently as you can.
Still cold.
Oh, why don't they build heaters in these things? I'd give my soul for a cup of hot coffee.
Reach behind my seat.
What?
You've just forfeited your soul.
A thermos. Leger, you have a touch of genius about you.
Give it here. Your hands are still shaking.
Mm. Oh, heaven must smell like this. Thank you. Mmm. Oh, how marvellous. Mmm. It's an insane hour to be out of bed. On this lunar landscape.
Hmm. God didn't get round to finishing it.
Can you hold this, please? I want to light a cigarette. In which direction do we go?
North and then east. You'd see that bluff.
Yes?
That's where we want to be.
But it's so close.
About 8 kilometres. The way we go, it's 60. Sometimes the long way round is the longest. I surmise you've met Mogrebi before.
Yes. He and I are old friends.
When did you last hear from him?
Directly in 56. I had news of him from the Algerian network last year.
It's a durable friendship?
Most. Won't you have some coffee?
No, I had mine in the cookhouse, thanks. How did the government come to pick on you for this mission?
Oh, that's simple. My name was in the police records. Uh-huh. A triumph of cross-indexing. Hamu Hussein led directly to Nadia Levinsky. Nay, Detouche.
Nadia? Isn't that Russian?
My mother's family were Russian emigre. I finished my coffee, thank you.
If you're ready.
Quite ready.
You'd better brace your feet against the floor and hold on with your hands.
You're trying to alarm me?
I hope so. Stand by.
Yes. Where? In which direction? I'll report it. Continue your watch. The watch at blue reports a jeep just beyond the wire.
Yes.
It appears to be going north.
A French army jeep?
The watch says it seems to be some pale color.
A geological party. Lost, I should think.
In this area?
Well, no Frenchman loses himself on Jebel Aska. What else could it be? You've told them to continue the surveillance.
Yes.
Good. Are you busy?
No.
I want to talk to you. I've come to a decision.
Yes?
Laura, I think my position here has become an embarrassment.
Oh, Hamel.
Please. We've come close to the end. We have no drugs. A pitiful quantity of arms. And none of us has had a full meal in months.
But we're still here. All those well-fed Frenchmen haven't managed to dislodge us.
Yes. When we had numbers and the run of success behind us. What could 30 ragged skeletons do against a determined assault?
We can die.
At the 59th minute of the 11th hour, live, child. Peace must be a hairbreadth away. Muhedin can lead you now.
And what will you do?
I thought I might go to the coast and lose myself in one of the cities.
I shall go with you.
No. I must forbid that.
Muhedin would treat me like a mule.
Sora, you have a fine, strong spirit. Give it to some worthwhile cause. Mine is out of fashion.
Excuse me, Hamel. Yes, Yellow. It's been reported. Well, are you sure? I'll call back instructions. Hamel, that jeep.
Yes?
It's got Red Cross markings.
A field ambulance.
And it's heading straight for the mouth of the wadi.
Yes, up there, all the way.
It's impossible. That's a raging torrent, Leger.
There'll be a track beside it. We're too heavy, though. We'll have to unload all this junk and take it up later on foot.
So I'm to be a porter?
If you like. Or you can walk ahead with a red flag and scatter the sheep.
What sheep? What flag?
So be a porter.
My bones ache.
I'm sorry about that, but I warned you. This isn't the Route Nationale.
It's like nothing. With stones.
Come on. As soon as we get to the top, we can have breakfast. All right, you bitch. Once more.
Forgive my unbelief.
It's a smooth ride to the crest from here.
Isn't that a stupendous view?
Breathtaking. Enjoy it while you can. There's rain on the way. Perhaps snow.
Here?
That peak is 2,000 meters high.
Snow, rain, cold, brilliant white light. This country's filled with contradictions.
The cultivated area to the south is a paradise compared to this. In peacetime, they grew olives there and grapes. And even some grain. The secret garden of the Maghreb.
I knew that. Hossein told me all about it. His family were landowners here. Trusted friends of the French. Bachaga. Oh, yes. I feel overwhelmed by sadness.
Where is that?
The signal's strongest between those two markers, about 40 degrees left. There's a lot of interference, low cloud and the like. They ought to be There.
Not four.
Yeah. Of course, the quality improves when the engine's running. They must have stopped for more than an hour. Contact?
Too early, I'd say.
Lost it.
Switch off.
Oh, I'm convinced they've made contact, Colonel.
It's raining like the beginning of the world up there. My belief is they've been caught in it. If there's no change at the end of 40 minutes, call me.
Can we have a fire?
No, it's too risky.
What time is it?
It's just after four.
I'm so uncomfortable.
Why don't you use the sleeping bag?
What if I should fall asleep?
Relax. It's their move now.
I'm not convinced they've seen us.
They've seen us.
But we've seen nothing. Not even a dog. How could anyone live up here?
Muslims know how to. They've been doing it for centuries. And every one of them is born with an extra eye.
You saw the jeep, didn't you? Yes. Yes, but no weapon. I agree, it's very strange. No, don't approach them. Just maintain your watch. Wait for my call.
What are you thinking?
I have a most curious intuition. Could they be emissaries?
The French wouldn't make an approach in this way.
But what if the war were over? If it had been over for some time, we have no radio. All our links with the outside are cut. Admit, it's possible.
The friend would have got word to us.
Perhaps the cordon was too strong. Consider. We know the talks at Evian broke down 7 months ago. In this situation, that's a long time. And more than enough in which to arrange an armistice. The more I think of it, the more I'm convinced that jeep is carrying messages of some kind. That idiot Silly might do something rash. Wait. As I thought, he has gone. The fool! Can you race him to Tapo?
The rain's very heavy.
Please, take my leather coat.
All right. Oh, Hamu, don't put too much reliance on this one jeep.
No, but how did it find its way onto the mountain? You know I'm right.
Forty-eight hours ago, I was leaving my office in the Rue de Jena. I was looking forward to a hot bath and the first long drink of the evening. I didn't get them. Police were waiting at the flat and my poor daughter was frantic with anxiety.
You have a daughter?
Yes. Catherine, she's 12. I have a picture here somewhere. What a collection of junk. Look, look. Metal timetable. Ah, here we are. That's Catherine.
She's very fair.
That's her Baltic blood.
Who's the man?
Her father. Max Levinsky, have you heard of him?
No.
A film producer, I thought he was famous. So did he.
So you're really Madame Levinsky?
The erstwhile. The current Madame L is a 19-year-old Swedish actress. I'm happy to tell you she has no talent whatsoever.
Which papers do you work for?
I'm ashamed to tell you the name. I edit a woman's page in a photo journal. Babies, bath salts and foo-foo. But it pays the rent. Buys piano lessons. Catherine gives me so much joy. I'm terrified. Let's talk of you, Legere.
That won't take long. I must get a lamp.
No, don't go for a moment. This is the first chance we've had to talk. Will you stay in the army?
I don't look too far ahead.
You should. The age of small wars is slipping past.
Is that a bad thing?
You aren't a pacifist, surely.
Most soldiers are. They see the effects at close range.
When I made that foolish jibe at your disloyalty to your origins, you were angry. Why?
When I was a kid, I stole to eat.
I didn't pick up any ideas of justice. To the starving, ideas are a luxury.
Don't you want to change that?
Is there justice in nature?
Men have the partial answer.
In reason?
Of course.
But it's never applied equally and everywhere at once. If it were, we wouldn't be talking in Algerian cowshed. The individual must make his own rules.
Oh, but that's anarchy, Leger.
No, responsibility. There are things, even in war, that I refuse to do.
What things?
That's a difficult subject.
Tell me.
My rules say I don't kill the unarmed or the innocent. I don't torture. But don't ask me where coercion ends and torture begins, because I don't know.
You'd refuse an order?
Oh, yes, I would. But without the rules, men become beasts.
It's a gallant, a rather illogical system.
What's logic, madame? Logic is power to the strong, wealth to the greedy. Ideas too expensive for those who have to live with the results.
Your philosophy is seductive, Leger, but far too simple. Oh, the rain's stopping.
I'd better get that lamp.
Could I make us a hot drink?
Oh, yes, that would be good. Give me your arm.
Pull up your hands. Stay where you are.
Do as he says.
Who are you? What do you want?
Salam alaik. I want...
Ow! You carry guns?
No.
I think you lie. Get on floor. French horn. Come right there. Up.
Céline? Céline?
Here. You, woman, go to the wall. Inshallah.
Put up your gun, Céline.
But they're French.
Come on, test the door first outside. Good evening. Do you want tea?
We wish to see Said Hamou Hossein.
Why?
We have letters for him.
Show me.
They're in that sleeping bag.
You, the officer, you get the letters.
Here.
Open the pouch, please. No, not here. Over there.
It's not dynamited.
We'll see.
You see.
Give them to me. What are your names? You?
Leger, captain of infantry.
And you?
Destouches, Nadia Destouches.
I have heard your name.
May we see Hamou?
I cannot say. I want to borrow your jeep. Céline can drive.
The keys are in it.
Good.
Did your friend mean to kill us?
Maybe.
Were you as frightened as I was?
You'd better sit down.
You hurt.
Yes. He didn't even say good evening.
Oh.
Welcome to the real Algeria, madame. Jesus.
Yeah.
Colonel, I think you should get up here. They're on the move, south.
What does it say?
It's from the Political Committee of the Liberation Front. They say my presence is needed at the armistice talks in Geneva.
Is it genuine?
And look at the signature. I am appointed the commander of a wilaya. This area has been designated Wilaya 7. And I'm its colonel.
It could be a forgery.
No. Look at the number of Kabyle dialect words.
Hmm. What about the others?
Now, this one requests that His Excellency El Mugrebi receive his emissaries from the Ministry of War.
And signed Charles de Gaulle.
Why me, Zora? And why now?
Your reputation in France.
And what is that worth?
The status of a delegate.
The third letter is from Colonel Fair. He offers me a safe conduct to Retief. The plane is waiting to take me to Geneva. He says this is an agreement between honorable adversaries. I have 2 days to decide.
I think you should go. It's the crown of all these years of struggle.
It's politics at the highest level. I'm not equipped for that.
And the others? Were they equipped at the outset?
I should like to see my friend Nadia again. How did she look?
Stricken.
But clown, Selim. I'll go to her. She can't be brought here. That officer mustn't see just how desperate we've become. Return to Dafoe. Bring them to the granary at El Efrem. I'll meet you there. And get rid of Selim before he assassinates us all.
I'm so happy for you, Hamu.
It is good news, isn't it? Yes. It's the very best.
Now, what do you think? I think we're playing chess with a blindfold.
We're in Mobile for hours, then two trips of short duration, a longer one, then nothing. It's all done in darkness.
Where are they, Torga?
South of Torga.
They've made contact. They're going to meet our man. What's your last bearing?
About 15 left.
It's that derelict cooperative at Erefrem. I'll ring the airfield.
You will wait in here, please.
Is there no light?
Presently. Captain, I have a use for the stores on your jeep.
Spoils of war, Mandel.
Madame.
Oh, pardon.
And naturally, I require the jeep itself.
Consider it as a gift.
Goodbye. Captain?
I'm here.
Oh. What is this place?
Sounds like an aquarium. No, it's a storehouse of some kind.
Oh.
I thought all the buildings hereabouts were flattened.
Is there a need for all this secrecy?
Absolutely, my dear Nadia.
Hapu?
Yes. Wait a moment and I'll prove it. Humble Balvin.
Oh, Hapu.
You're quite safe here. Are you well, Nadia?
I'm bruised from heel to head, cold as a stone. Very happy.
I do. Won't you introduce me to your companion?
Said Hamou Hossein, Captain Legere.
Monsieur El Maghrebi.
How goes it with you, Captain?
Better, I think.
My man struck you, I understand. My apologies for that. Regard it as a recompense for the damage your friend has inflicted on my family.
In the Askar, you mean?
In this very village. Quite right. You flattened all the property here except this granary. Outside are the ruins of the house where I was born.
Is it customary to point weapons at your guests?
Captain.
No, he's right again, Nadia. It's boorish. A reflex provoked by that uniform. It's curious that I wore it once and honored it once. Tell me, how is the little Catherine?
She's well, hum.
You still have the apartment at Portelaine?
The same one.
It's too small. Your personality requires a larger setting.
Would you like me to leave?
To where, Captain?
You look sick.
No. I'm tired. And I have a cold.
You've grown terribly thin.
It's the wretched diet. I would like to offer you some refreshment, but I haven't been able to get to the shop. Lovely. My dear... I've been through the crucible. It refines one so. Am I right, Captain?
Yes.
And we won a great victory, did we not, Captain?
I'm afraid you did.
With bare hands and desperation, too. Plus a simple mathematical formula.
What was that?
Multiply the horror. Accept any foulness. And pile it on until life itself becomes a spasm of bloodletting without end. The condition approaches a delirium. An ecstasy of violence.
I'm so sorry. But the justification, Hummel...
The best. To make a country and a society where I can have no home.
Will you go with us?
Oh, yes. The French army has offered me its protection. The great Mr. Cogatilise has given his personal guarantee for my safety. I have rank and honors now. We are a wilaya, Leje. My grandfather used to sit under a lemon tree where a pile of rubble now stands, just out there. He was a Kayid, a man of immense dignity. Once he held me against his knee, and pointing his arm in every direction, he told me one day all of this would be mine. Today is that day. I feel as if I had spat in his face. Forgive me, Nadia.
I don't forgive my friends. I love them.
We must consider the means of leaving here. I think, Captain, we should move at first light, returning by the way you came.
As you wish.
I have a few arrangements to make.
What's that?
Helicopters. They must be passing over.
They're not passing, they're landing. Did you know about this, Nadia? No, you didn't. Captain?
No. What did it mean? You won't need that.
What will I do?
You're safe. I give you my word.
Good evening. Mr. El Magrebi, I recognize your face. Would you please enter the noisy machine waiting outside?
Who is he?
Colonel Fair.
I must urge haste on you. Come, we have little time to dispose of.
How did you know where to find us?
I've had you under surveillance. I'll explain later.
My safe conduct is important.
Absolutely. Can we hurry, please?
Nadia, shall I go?
Yes.
Captain Leger, will you take this? Careful. It's loaded.
Rika, escort the gentleman to the helicopter.
This way, please. I hadn't expected this, Colonel.
No, it was an extra precaution I arranged at the last moment.
What's going on?
Oh, God! God, they shot him! Get back, please! The man's a rebel in arms, shot while attempting to escape from arrest. Now, let's leave in an orderly manner. Wait! I gave my word, Colonel. My word, you murderous bastard!
Drop the gun, Leger!
Fella, screw you!
No!
Rossi?
Yes, Sergeant.
I've taken a staff car for an hour. If anyone asks you who's got it, tell them to get stuffed. All right?
Sure.
You packed?
Almost.
But don't miss the boat. You're a lousy soldier.
I hope so.
And an army commendation isn't worth toilet paper.
Well, I don't need it anyway.
You use it, boy, or I'll make you eat it.
Okay.
Shake hands?
What for?
Yeah. You're right. You'd hate yourself. Well, goodbye, Rossi. And don't look back. You might meet yourself coming the other way. Any small commission I can do for you in Paris?
No.
For sure? Good health.
My son hasn't reported for duty for 3 days.
Your telegram did no good, I suppose. I'll look into it.
You can have an exchange of heads. Mine for his.
And what possible use would we have for your head?
Well, then go to the devil.
I think I most assuredly will. Oh, madame.
Your card's at the door, Colonel.
Thank you. Is Madame de Touche...
She's still in her room. She's immovable.
I shall have to reason with her.
She's in a state of shock, Colonel. Why not let her recover herself naturally?
Because she's angry, and therefore a potential nuisance. Excuse me, please.
What did he say?
He promises nothing.
So, it's the garrison life for us.
I fear so. More rose growing and inspecting the cookhouse staff for dirty fingernails. Your mother warned you against a military marriage.
Maman had occasional intervals of stupidity.
No daughter of mine, she said, will learn to drink cocktails with the godless trollops of a military establishment.
She was correct. I never did.
Is there a right way of doing anything?
Joe, Everything has an end.
The man is a fool.
We'll do what's to be done in difficult circumstances.
Armagnac?
That's Choi.
Pardon?
An enemy is rain god. He cost 50 centimes from a stall in Hanoi. A good luck piece. His medals. He left a little money, not much. But you ought to use it as you wish.
Sergeant.
Yes?
He was charming and kind, but that was all.
And no love between you?
I'm engaged to be married.
Well, never mind. He was lucky at cards. Went out killing the notorious Muslim rebel El What's-His-Name. Defending the Republic against its enemies. He'll get a posthumous cross with feather dusters. I don't believe a word of it. Well, do you mind? I think I'll take Choi back.
You knew him for many years?
15. On and off. Always bumped into him in unexpected places. Most of them dangerous. I don't really think I'm going to like Algeria anymore. I have to go, mademoiselle. It's a strange thing about soldiers. They can be all the things you like and admire, you know, brave as stink, good comrade, generous to the point of stupidity. But they don't seem to have any real existence, do they? Yes. We're non-existent. Well, I wish I liked civilians half as much.
Goodbye, Sergeant, and thank you for visiting me.
Good day, mademoiselle.
Oh, monsieur. Monsieur.
Madame. The plane leaves in 20 minutes.
It leaves without me.
No, that's not possible. I shall use force if I have to.
You've got what you wanted from me. Let me go.
I must know what you intend to do.
I'm going to tell.
Tell? What, madame?
That the president of France contrived at the murder of a Muslim leader. That he was lured to a convenient place and shot down like a beast in an abattoir. And that the one man who could not stand by without protest was shot down in turn. A Frenchman.
Even if the story were believed, you would not be permitted to write it.
We shall see who is believed.
Truth cannot prevail against success. Here. This morning, I received this teleprinter message from Paris. The armistice talks with the FLN are reconvened. Peace is assured. Without Maghrebi's death, the Muslims would not have given us this. Now tell me, the end of 8 years of war isn't worth a single death.
I don't understand your serpentine reasoning, Colonel, nor do I want to.
Substitute facts for melodrama, madame. 2 years ago, the FLN leaders sent a courier to Maghrebi to discuss political differences between them. For some reason, probably an error, Maghrebi had the man killed. This war is notable for an epidemic of hasty judgments. From that time, the FLN's hatred of your friend was unalterable. when they required an earnest of our desire to give them peace, they asked for McGraby's head.
Reasons of state.
The state which I serve, madame.
Does a maggot serve the dead horse? Good God, Leger was one of your own.
He tried to kill me. That requires no excuse.
You smell of death, Colonel Fair. I need air.
Madame, you have a young daughter.
What?
Cherish her. The streets are full of casual violence.
You wouldn't.
Matters of state, citizen Détouche. My driver will wait for 10 minutes. After that, madame, we have to re-enter the realm of melodrama. In Wilayah 7 by John Kirkmorris, Leger was played by Michael Jaston and Nadia by Caroline Bakerston. Colonel Fair, Patrick Troughton, the General, John Bott, and Cecile, Jane Wenham. Pico was played by David Baker, Rossi, Michael N. Harbour, and Villain, Rod Beecham. McGraby was played by Philip Voss, Zora, Valerie Sarouf, and Francoise, Elizabeth Ryder. Selim and the announcer, John Church. Jacques, sentry, and telephone operator, John Bull. Frederic, and the radio announcer, Michael McStay. The play was directed by Cherry Cookson.